Love Marks and Buzz, Brands and Branding. In Chapter 3, we are chasing another Holy Grail and trying to answer the elusive question, what is branding? This can be a bit like categorizing snowflakes, so we begin with a thought-provoking look at the philosophy of branding with Tom Brown. Then we're into the detail of how your brand should behave, looking at brand manners with Pringle and Gordon. You're going to have a brand image whether you like it or not, so you might as well manage your reputation. We'll take some important advice from Roger Haywood. Can you create a buzz around your brand, and if so, how do you do it? We examine the role of public relations and word of mouth with Saltzman, Matathia, and O'Reilly in their book Buzz. Can you engender loyalty beyond reason? That is a question posed and apparently answered by Saatchi and Saatchi. Brands that transcend the normal properties of trademarks become love marks, according to their worldwide chief, Kevin Roberts. We look at the implications. And finally for this chapter, there is a school of thought that those involved with brands need to stop being control freaks and let consumers have a far greater influence on what brands are. So we rifle through a series of new ways to allow your brand to do this. With John Grant in the Brand Innovation Manifesto, 7 years after his effort in the previous chapter.